My name is Dineo Mulomo. Our program is called All Things Property and Real Estate Matters, broadcasting from the SABC Channel Africa studios in Johannesburg, South Africa. You are listening to Channel Africa on shortwave 9625 kHz on 31 meter band, live internet streaming at www.channelafrica.org or on past 10 satellite, and we are available on DSTV Bokeh on channel 902. Our aim on this program is to keep you well informed and interested in the infrastructure development, economic dynamics, and the trends that take place in real estate and property market in Africa. We share with you methods and trade secrets from the professionals and experts' point of view as to how to buy, sell, rent, auction, and invest in the real estate industry. Talk to us by writing to us on email at realestate@channelafrica.co.za and on our Facebook page. As we start the month of September, of course, we do remember that we celebrate National Heritage Day within this month in South Africa. And of course, heritage is something that's celebrated not only in one country, being South Africa, but in the rest of the African continent in different times and in different ways. And I bet you thought there's nothing related to architecture or at least property that could make a mention of heritage, and how wrong you would have been to think something of that sort. This morning, our guests will have a good focus of understanding what heritage actually means when it comes to your infrastructure, your buildings. I have a belief, I'm sure you've heard me say this over the years that I've been on the station, that, you know, when you travel and you go to different parts of the world, and let's say you're either traveling by bus, by train, or even you're flying in, the first thing you take a notice of would be, you know, the buildings, the infrastructure, which will automatically define the type of place that you've arrived at, whether it is defining the economy, the wealth of that country, and a good understanding of the standards of living just based on what you see as per the architecture. So we're privileged this morning to be talking to Nadia Tromp, who is, let me tell you this, because you need to understand what I mean by this. She's the first black female to hold the position of president for Gauteng Institute for Architecture. And she's also director for Nziga Architects. She is an architect by her own right. I'm quite pleased to speak to her for the very first time today. And we're also going to be talking to Petty Morojele, who is the director and founder of MMA Architects. He's going to touch a little bit on property and infrastructure as well as architecture as far as heritage is concerned within the area of Lesotho. He comes from Lesotho, and I bet there's lots that we could be talking about there. And Petty obviously is not coming to the show for the first time. And then, of course, and most important, we're also talking to an architect again, and that is Brian McKechnie. And Brian is also an architect, has also served his time, I know, for sitting on the board of Gauteng Institute for Architecture, as well as sitting on the council of the Heritage Foundation here in Johannesburg, particularly. We'll have a chat with him regarding importance of architecture, and we'll discuss some of his specialities as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back very quickly and shortly after this. If you've just joined us, you're listening to All Things Property and Real Estate Matters on Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV 802 Audio Bouquet. Our service into the continent is 9625 kHz on 31 meter band. Nadia, we have you on the other line. It's Nadia Tromp. I did say that we are talking to Nadia Tromp, who is a director at Nziga Architects, as well as the president of Gauteng Institute for Architecture. Thank you so much, Nadia, for the time that you're allowing us. And I know it was something that just come up. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Okay, and hi, Danae. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. First, can I just gloat a little bit? I have to, because we've just come from Women's Month, being August, and here we are. The fact that you're the first female black president for Gauteng Institute for Architecture. I'm talking about an organization, by the way, for those who don't know about this organization, that was developed, or at least started, in 1900. It used to be known as the Transvaal Institute for Architecture. It's come a long way up until now. So let me say it, even if it's a little late, congratulations for you holding this position. Tell me your plans, first and foremost, in terms of your tenure in this time before I ask you other questions.
Thanks, Anaya. So, it's wonderful actually to be part of this VA, Voluntary Association.
Yes.
And GIFA is one of the most forward-thinking VAs in the country. In fact, it's one of the most transformed VAs in the country. So I'm very proud to be the head of this VA within the architectural fraternity within South Africa. And we've got very exciting plans in place within GIFA to try and make the industry more welcoming to especially its younger and black constituency. And what we find at the moment is that industry is very much male-dominated and white male.
Oh no, we've just lost that line, but we'll try and get her back. We'll try and get her back shortly so that we can have a chat again to Nadia Tromp. I did say that we're also going to be having Mpethi Morojele from MMA Architects, as well as Brian McKechnie, who serves on the Council of the Heritage Council in Johannesburg in South Africa. We'll be back shortly.
Attention to our listeners. The first hour of Africa Digest will not be broadcast on Channel 802 on the DSTV audio bouquet. The 1700 hours show will only be found on shortwave and online on www.channelafrica.co.za. Please note that this only applies to the 1700 hours Central African Time show. The 1900 hours Central African Time program will be back on all the platforms. Channel Africa, giving you an African perspective.
This is Channel Africa, South Africa's official international public radio station on shortwave, internet and satellite. From an African perspective, listen to Channel Africa in English, Kiswahili, French, Silozi, Portuguese, and Chinyanja, informing the world about Africa.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to All Things Property and Real Estate Matters on Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV 802 Audio Bouquet. Our service into the continent is 9625 kilohertz on 31 meter band. We have Nadia Tromp back. We were talking to her a little bit earlier. I gave the introduction saying that Heritage Month is also celebrated in the real estate industry as well in the architecture that you find in different countries all around the world. But a focus at the moment is just within the African continent. Nadia, sorry about you getting cut off there, but you are back. So a quick question. The importance that we seem not to understand at times for why are heritage buildings important, particularly for our history, for any country. Why is that?
I think it's very important for us to educate our young officers and the public in general on buildings of significance and architectural significance, because indeed we've got a heritage, and in fact Brian McKechnie, one of your other guests, has been part of that committee for a long time and advises on it. So this is one of the committees that we feel is very important to keep alive and going, because there are issues that come up all the time with regards to older buildings and new developers. And, you know, you find that when developers do get an old building, they often have the future view of what this building could be without necessarily understanding the significance of the heritage thereof.
Yeah.
So we feel that be a functioning and adding value to public you know, in terms of architecture and protecting buildings of significance.
Nadia, thank you so much for the time that you've afforded us. It's unfortunate that our line is not great, and you did warn me. And I'm sure that we'll try and make means of getting in touch with you again and talking a little bit more about the time period that you're going to be spending within Gauteng Institute for Architecture and the different projects that you have in place. And also talking to some of your committee members. I'm sure it would be something interesting. I'm sure we'll plan it in time and have a better line that can actually connect us. But thank you and congratulations once more.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nadia. Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, that was Nadia Trump, who is director for the company called Ntika Architects, as well as the president for Gauteng Institute for Architecture. If you want to know a little bit more about them, I did make a mention and say that they were founded in 1900, and they are known to be a voluntary association, and they are also affiliated to South African Institute for Architects and endorsed by South African Council for Architectural Professionals, and that's also known and abbreviated as SAICAP. That's the regulator as far as architects are concerned in South Africa. So just shortly after we come back from this break, we're going to be talking to Mphethe Morojele. And I did say you need to look forward to Brian McKechnie and his expertise as far as heritage buildings are concerned. We'll be back after this.
This is Channel Africa, South Africa's international radio station on shortwave, internet and satellite. Listen to Channel Africa in English, Kiswahili, French, Silozi, Portuguese and Chinyanja.
Nam, kwenye line ya simu, hivi sasa, najiunga moja kwa moja.
Farafina.
Farafina.
Terre du soleil.
Kia Makande Mvalelwa Kina Miriam Mlopo.
Está na companhia do serviço em língua portuguesa do canal África, a voz de renascença africana que transmite a partir dos seus estúdios centrais de Auckland Park, cidade de Johannesburg, África do Sul.
Zochitika mu África.
Informing the world about Africa, Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective.
Hello and welcome to Channel Africa, the African perspective. We broadcast from Johannesburg in South Africa, and our main aim is to provide you with news, views, knowledge, and entertainment from Africa to Africans and listeners from around the world.
Reporting for Channel Africa in Harare, Zimbabwe, this is Simon Muchemwa.
Reporting for Channel Africa, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa.
For Channel Africa, I am Kumbero Mungerere in Johannesburg.
Channel Africa, Kinshasa, Jean-Noel Bamweze.
Reporting for Channel Africa from Zambia, I am Hilda Kekelwa.
Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to All Things Property and Real Estate Matters on Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV 802 Audio Bouquet. Our service into the continent is 9625 kHz on 31 meter band. Right, we're celebrating Heritage Month. I did say a little bit earlier when we started the show, we've had the honor of talking to Nadia Trump, who is director at Ntika Architects and most importantly is the first black female president for Gauteng Institute for Architecture. You heard she made a mention of a couple of committees that they actually have as part of Gauteng Institute for Architecture. And one of them, luckily, has a focus at least on heritage. Now, on the other side of the line, we've got Mphethe Morojele. We've spoken to Mphethe before. He's founder and director for MMA Architects. Mphethe, thank you so much for the time that you always afford us. A very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
I thought it's quite crucial and important that not only do we talk South Africa, but we talk parts of the continent as far as heritage is concerned. But mixed with that, it's important we get to understand why certain other parts of Africa are the way that they are. No better person to ask that question like the person who has experience as you do. Talk to me about Lesotho and the way it is as far as the land that they have and they are able to make use of, as well as the commercial sites that we see as far as the building and obviously with an understanding of heritage preservation is concerned.
Well, firstly, it's a very small country, totally landlocked, in the middle of South Africa. Most of the infrastructure development in the property market happens in the capital city, which is Maseru.
Maseru, right.
Right. So you find that, like many other African cities, they have the same problems of having a growing middle class, which obviously demands quality urban environments, but little infrastructure, not a lot of planning. In fact, I think Maseru doesn't have a town planning scheme. And a lot of traffic problems related to the import of cheap cars. So, you know, there's a lot of cars on the streets causing a lot of congestion. And then also the kind of traditional ownership patterns of land, which have created the type of settlements we have now, where land was allocated by chiefs, even within urban areas, up to fairly recently.
Yeah.
And that has all contributed to the kind of mix that you get in the downtown areas.
Do you think there's any, you know, good perspective as far as what we see for commercial? Because Maseru, some parts of it, has developed quite well. I see there's quite a number of schools that are coming up, private schools that are coming up, being built very close to where the central part of the business hub is happening. I mean, the parliament is not too far, the mall is not too far from each other, and where this school is going to be, and the border, of course, is a brilliant distance as far as I'm concerned. What more can we look forward to, or what would you suggest they need to do in order to improve their architecture there?
Well, I think there is a lot of new developments that are coming up,
right?
Mostly driven by residential need. So the areas like to the north of the city, to the east of it, to the west, these are all being driven by residential need.
Right.
So the potential for commercial is huge in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people still all have to drive in the CBD for basic services and shopping, etc. So the potential for kind of regional nodes is not exploited yet, and that's where I see a lot of potential. Because the road infrastructure that's recently put in is fairly good, and it has opened up new areas going north towards the airport, etc.
Which one is that one? Because I still see it in need of better road infrastructure. Which one are you referring to? Is that the road heading towards the airport?
Heading towards the airport, the ring road.
Right.
The ring road was put in.
Yes.
Which was meant to allow servicing of the Highlands water scheme. That has opened up that whole area between Maseru and the airport. And you see massive houses coming up that area. But again, no retail, no commercial stuff. The problem is that these settlements and these expansions are not planned in terms of like an integrated plan citywide.
Yes, town planning, yeah.
Yeah, so that lack makes it then difficult to retrofit these other non-residential properties.
But then the planning is there, Petty, when it comes to the commercial space, am I correct?
Well, I'm talking citywide.
You're talking entirely, all right.
Entirely as a level of a city. For example, most cities, you have an integrated traffic management plan.
Yes.
Because what happens on one part of the traffic network affects something on the other side. So
exactly.
You have to look at it holistically. And obviously, because there are no, you know, smaller nodes, it means everybody's traveling into the same CBD. When, you know, for even the smallest kind of services.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you had sub-regional centers, then you would alleviate a lot of the traffic congestion.
All right. We're talking to Mpeti Morojele, MMA Architects founder and director, and originally from Lesotho, understands what we see when we do see the infrastructure in Lesotho. You hear he's pointing out quite a big concern that there is lack of town planning within that city. Yes, it's small. Yes, there are some developments that are taking place as far as residential is concerned, but there's still a lot that needs to be done in order to see it a little bit better in time. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back very quickly.
Hello. To celebrate African women's achievements, self-emancipation, human rights and democracy, listen to Womanity, Women in Unity, an advocacy radio program against all forms of gender-based discrimination and violence against women. Womanity, Women in Unity, on Channel Africa every Thursday at 5 past 10 Central African Time and every Sunday at 5 past 6 Central African Time. Womanity, Women in Unity, with Dr. Amaleya Gonez-Malka. Every Thursday at 5 past 10 Central African Time and every Sunday morning at 5 past 6 Central African Time. Channel Africa, celebrating African women's achievements. The voice of the African Renaissance, from an African perspective.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to All Things Property and Real Estate Matters on Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV 802 Audio Bouquet. Our service into the continent is 9625 kilohertz on 31 meter band. Right, we have Mpeti Morojele on the other side of the line, who is an architect, has spoken to us before, is founder and director of MMA Architects. And Mpeti, how do we get in contact with you for those who have services that they'd like to make use of as far as you're concerned and your work as MMA Studio? Can they get in contact with you via your website?
Yes, via our website, www.mmastudio.co.za.
All right.
And all the contact details.
All the contacts are in there. Thank you so much for the time you always afford us. Hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Mpeti Morojele, MMA Architects and founder and director of MMA Architects and MMA Studio. And if you want to get in contact with him, you can find him on their website, as he pointed out, www.mmastudio.co.za, and you can get all the context right there. He does work across borders as well as in South Africa, mainly commercial. Now, we also have on the other side of the line to talk to us, Brian McKechnie. Brian, are you well?
Yes, I'm very well, Danielle.
Fantastic. I'm fine, thank you. You are working for Activate at the moment. You hold quite a number of hats, as I know you too. You're also sitting on the Council of Heritage in Johannesburg, or is it for Gauteng? You also are also chairing the committee for Heritage for Gauteng Institute for Architecture. We heard Nadia Tromp making a mention of you a little bit earlier. Tell us first also the importance of why we should be preserving some of these buildings that we see that seem to be old, almost outdated, in terms of our heritage, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. And obviously in South Africa, there's all sorts of issues around heritage because so much of our heritage is contested. So,
yes.
You know, when you preserving one type of heritage, you know, it could be something that could be painful for certain people or could, you know, have very different sort of meanings and memories for different people within society in South Africa. But I think it's important because it's a visual document of our past.
Absolutely.
You know, and no matter how sort of traumatic or interesting or complex your past might be, you can't wipe it away. And I think there are some really, really beautiful, especially, you know, in terms of architectural heritage, there's some really beautiful older buildings in South Africa, and it is important to preserve those so that we can remember where we came from.
I know you mean that wholeheartedly when you say it, because if I remember my one and only interview with you, I think it was a good 4 years ago, right on the station, we had this very same discussion, and I'm glad you're still resonating the same information. And I agree with you. Our history is our history, painful as some of it could be, but we cannot actually delete what happened. And partly so that we can remember, but get to a place of, you know, of freedom and free speech, you call it whatever you like, and us being able to own land and to build whatever it is we want to build in terms of residential or commercial, both black people and white people, we need to understand our past. So with that, I see quite a number of other buildings in Johannesburg, let's start there, still taking time in order to be put in place. And the one that pains me the most, Brian, is the post office in Johannesburg. Do you know anything about that one?
So there's an ongoing project, actually, to restore the post office. It is a building that's owned by City of Johannesburg.
Yes.
And previously it was quite badly neglected. If you actually drive down Rissik Street now, you'll be able to see that the whole of the post office building is scaffolded and hoarded.
Yes.
And the city is busy at work restoring the building. I think, you know, they've battled to identify a contemporary function for that building. So, you know, they seem to continually have these work groups and workshops to sort of decide what they should do in the post office.
Yes.
Which is quite crazy. I mean, workshops are basically places where you talk about what you're not going to do. But regardless of that, I think it's very encouraging that the city is spending the money to restore at least the exterior of the building. So what I'm told is that by the end of the year, and I'm not sure if it's this year or next year, but the entire exterior of that building will be restored. So when you drive down Rissik Street, you'll be able to see this really beautiful Rissik Street post office building. And the city will then continue to try to engage parties and identify contemporary uses for a new program that would happen inside of the building. And they will then restore the inside of the building as well. So I think it's a good story.
And I'm only making a mention of one building in particular. There's a lot that we need to take into account and preserve, obviously. And if I think at the back of my mind, our parliament in Pretoria, if I think yes. of some of the national libraries, even places like Robben Island in Cape Town that I can think of, there's plenty, there's so many that we could actually make a mention of. What are your concerns as far as preserving heritage?
Look, I think in South Africa, you know, budget is always an issue, especially when buildings that are owned by local government, government or national government. You know, these agencies have got sort of tremendous commitments in terms of resources, and there's so many areas to be spending your money, like education and housing, and so, you know, heritage can sort of fall off the agenda as something that's less important, and you know that's worrying, because these are really, like you say, buildings like the Union buildings are very, very important symbols of South Africa, and they need to be maintained.
What do you see, because I know that you're well traveled, what do you see different that the other parts of the world are doing as far as preserving their heritage buildings that perhaps we could be able to mimic and do the same? What would you advise South African government at this stage when it comes to that?
Look, I think the most important thing is to find suitable contemporary functions for these buildings. You know, you can't have a monument where you spend a whole lot of money and it looks great from the outside, but there's nothing happening inside.
Yeah.
You have to find a suitable contemporary function for the buildings. You know, it's different when you look at countries overseas, especially in Europe and the States.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are very wealthy first world countries, so they've got lots and lots of money to spend on protecting buildings, to the extent that even privately owned buildings, they will actually make government subsidies available to private owners and developers to restore and maintain heritage buildings, because they realize that they're an important part of the history of those countries. Like I said, in South Africa, there are so many other places that government budgets need to go. So, you know, I think it's easy for South Africans to sit and say, oh, look, our government's mismanaging these things. But the reality is, it's like Marmite on a piece of toast. If you have a lot of Marmite and not a lot of toast, you can spread it pretty thick. But in South Africa, we have a lot of toast and not so much Marmite. So it's difficult to find budgets to look after the buildings. But I think the most sort of positive thing about that is, you know, as we as a society start to engage and look at contemporary functions for these buildings, you then can say, well, you know, we're using this building for X function, and so we can actually make budget available. I think a really good example of that is the Constitutional Court.
Right.
On Constitution Hill, just between Hillbrow and Bronfontein, which was a terrible symbol of, you know, our apartheid past. It was the old prison. And instead of demolishing the building because it has such painful memories, it was reimagined as the sort of seat of the Constitutional Court in South Africa. So it's an old building with a terrible past, but it was totally translated to become a symbol of an open, free, fair democracy. And so now the Concord actually sits in that building, and it's been totally reimagined. So, you know, you're not, certainly when you go to the building, you can see that it was a prison, but it's a really beautiful contemporary interpretation of what the prison was. I think it speaks very well to a new South African society.
And of course, there are still other new buildings that have been put up because of a remembrance of our history in South Africa. And you find that some of them are actually not even put into good use already, existing as they are. And I can't help also to note and think of some stadiums that are there and are put up, and they are hardly ever filled to capacity or even put into any kinds of other different ways of even engaging different types of sport. Talk to me about that.
Oh, no. You ask all these terribly difficult questions, Danielle. Look, I think, unfortunately, in South Africa, there's always been a sort of an unfair skewing of the budget away from sort of cultural functions and facilities to the sort of sports-orientated facilities. And I have to agree with you, some of these ridiculous stadiums that were built, I suppose, specifically for the 2010 World Cup are now just tremendous white elephants. And I think, you know, that's money that really could have been put to much better use, like you say, for, you know, conserving heritage buildings or providing functions that are a little bit more suitable to the needs of people in a developing economy.
Brian, thank you so much for the time that you're affording us. And I'm actually thinking at the back of my mind now that we must keep more in contact with you so that we could actually put some action to some of these buildings being put into good use, talk to the owners, talk to to government as well, and get to find out what else can we do. I don't think everything should actually be dependent on government, if you're asking me. South Africans are very capable in many ways, especially corporate industry and individuals, as well as architects, in making sure that we actually change things around. Because remember, as I said, you touch down into any city or any country, the first thing that you take a notice of is the architecture. And you're already conditioned in terms of whether they're doing well financially, economically, or whether you're going to have a good time or not based on just the infrastructure. I think we can do even better. You agree?
Thanks, Danielle. I absolutely agree. I think, you know, it's important. It's important for citizens to take action. You can't sit back and wait for the government to do everything for you. So I definitely think it's important for people to be proactive.
Absolutely. Brian McKechnie, working for Activate at the moment, holding a couple of hats, as I said a little bit earlier, sits as part of the Committee for Heritage and chairs it at Gauteng Institute for Architecture, as well as sits on the Council for the Heritage Council in Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Hope we'll be talking to you again soon. I did say we are celebrating this month. We're celebrating heritage, and we are going to be focusing some of our topics for the rest of the month, talking to different organizations that have a focus and understanding of how infrastructure buildings, whether it's residential, commercial, whether it's buildings that remind us of our history and what actually has happened in the past, and how do we move forward in recognizing and celebrating our history even using some of these buildings that we're talking about. So we've got a lot to look forward to, and I hope you'll enjoy it. If you want to send us any communication in terms of what it is you'd like to hear from us, send it to realestate@channelafrica.co.za. You can go into our website as well, www.channelafrica.co.za, for a number of podcasts that are available, including for this show. But send us your emails and make your suggestions, or ask us any questions that are related to property development, construction, whatever you want to hear related to real estate and property in the African continent. And this is where we're going to call it the end of our show. Thank you so much.
This is Channel Africa, South Africa's international radio station on shortwave, internet and satellite. Listen to Channel Africa in English, Kiswahili, French, Silozi, Portuguese and Chinyanja.
Nam, kwenye line ya simu, hivi sasa, najiunga moja kwa moja.
Farafina.
Farafina.
Terre du soleil.
Kia makande embalelwa kina Miriam Mulopo.
Está na companhia do serviço em língua portuguesa do canal África, a voz de Renascença Africana, que transmite a partir dos seus estúdios centrais de Auckland Park, cidade de Johannesburg, África do Sul.
Zochitika mu África.
Informing the world about Africa, Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to All Things Property and Real Estate Matters on Channel Africa, bringing you the African perspective. You can find us on DSTV 802 Audio Bouquet. Our service into the continent is 9625 kilohertz on 31 meter band. Ours is to discuss and keep you informed with generic global trends about the real estate and or property industry, both in the African continent and globally. Join us every Monday on Channel Africa.